Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of the new government of India. We are using the time of the swearing-in ceremony for the new Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the birth of the new administration.
This is traditionally done in Vedic astrology. The chart of the time of taking the oath of office is interpreted for the relative success or failure of the new administration. Prime Minister Modi takes the oath of office on May 26th at 6 p.m. in New Delhi.
First off, we see Libra, the sign of social idealism, in the rising sign, which seems appropriate for a new government. Note, Vishakha, the nakshatra of goals and victories, is the lunar sign of the rising degree.
Venus, the ruler of the ascendant, aspects back on its own sign from its position in the seventh house of relationship and partnership. And this strengthens the natural qualities of Venus, which is the planet of relationships and compromises.
And with Venus in the seventh house is the moon, representing the tenth house of leadership and success. The moon also represents the public.
But in the seventh house with the moon, there is a really tight conjunction between Venus, the chart ruler, and Ketu, the idealist, which is also the dissolver.
Thus we can see the potential for the bar being set too high by Ketu for Venus to be able to function quite properly.
Also, Ketu signifies the past. So even with the best intentions, this administration will have to deal with the realities of India's past.
Another notable feature of this chart is the near exact trine from a ninth house Jupiter to Saturn in the first house and to the ascendant degree. The influence of the ninth house of beliefs, morals, and ethics will be a driving force motivating Saturn, the planet of focus and control, and the actions of the new government.
And a disturbing feature of this chart of the inauguration is Mars, the planet of attack, in the 12th house of endings and loss. Mars is the ruler of the second house of family and the seventh house of partners. The traditional interpretation of Mars being in the 12th house is attack from a hidden enemy.
Modi is likely to get opposition from within his own party. Possibly there could be some betrayal. Political backstabbing is strongly indicated here.
And since the second house is the country's finances, and Mars, as the ruler of the second house, is in the 12th house of expense and loss, we can deduce that the new government will be having financial problems.
And let's not forget the sun, ruler of the 11th house of the country's aims and policies, in the 8th house of chronic problems, indicates great difficulties in getting the things accomplished, which would bring on the disapproval of the public.
Okay, that's our little snapshot of the new government of India. Overall, it looks like a mix of good and bad, high idealism and good intentions, but still plagued with problems.
We will doubtless be returning to this chart in the future as matters progress. Thanks for tuning in to AstrologyNewsReport.com.
Until next week.